Hello, and welcome back to Flex with Lex, where we're able to flex our ability to express our emotions. It is 5:22 on Valentine's Day. I know, I haven't been back in a while. Don't come for me, please. I would appreciate it if you did not come for me. This one's going to be a little bit of a short one. It's not going to be on a specific topic. I kind of just want to explain where the fuck I have been. And kind of explain to you why I'm back. And I feel like I'm talking mad low, low-key. I don't know why. I have, like, the mic kind of semi-high because I already recorded, like, a bit. But I feel like it was low-key mad low. And also, I, like, tried to do it with a video. But with the way that this camera set up, I need, like, an actual camera. I cannot be using my MacBook camera. So it's just going to be audio right now. But, like, when I first started out, people were telling me how they wanted me to, like, do video. And honestly, I'm all for the video podcast because, like, that's how I watch my podcast. So I'm going to get into that. But we're going to do baby steps. That's what me and my therapist have agreed on, baby steps. But anyways, yeah. Hi, guys. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm back. And I'm slightly schmizzed. So that's great. How are you? I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys are listening to this and you guys are in well-being and healthy and in good spirits. But yeah, let's just dive right back in. I'm back. I haven't been on, like, what, I want to say it's like 2 years now. I don't even know how long it's been, but yeah. Basically, my dad had stumbled upon my podcast and was like texting me real quick, and he honestly texted me mad question marks, and I was like, what, like, you good? And then he was like, why haven't you dropped another John? Or something like that. And I was like, oh no. He was like, why haven't you dropped another joint? And I was like, oh, Flex with Lex. And he was like, hello, like, get on that. And he told me just, he really fucked with it. And I was like, all right, I'll get on, I got it. So then I recorded one, but then I never posted it. And then I seen him at my niece's party. And he was like, hello. And I was like, all right, I'm really gonna get on that shit. So, but I told him it was just, like, a little bit of work. And, like, I just, like, had quit my job and shit. So I just, like, found time. And, like, I'm gonna get on it. I didn't tell him that I recorded one. But I'm recording one now, so, and then you'll hear this, so, hey, thank you for low-key pushing me, and I was like, let me just listen, whatever, like, I have the free time, so let me just do it, but anyways, yeah, I'm back. I was gonna come back anyways, but he was just like, get on it, and I was like, okay, bet, biggest fan right there, let me just hop on there real quick. But, yeah, I kind of just disappeared, I don't know, from the podcast at least, or kind of like, off social media, but kind of life, but kind of not, I don't know, shit be happening, life is crazy. People make choices, and then people have to deal with the consequences of those choices. Like, when you really just look into life as a whole, there's really no such thing as good and bad. There's just choices and consequences to those choices. Think about it real long, real deep. Okay. But yeah, so, you know, people don't make the best choices, people, aka me. And, you know, I kind of just, you know, I was up, but then I was down. And I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but, like, you know, sometimes you gotta be down so you can appreciate the up. And I'm back up, but I was down for a little bit, so I didn't really have time to do this because I was kind of, like, you know, fighting for my life. But also, I worked a job that required me to work a lot of hours, so I didn't have, like, much time to put into this. And I always said, once I quit my job, I'll start doing the podcast again. And I'm back. I'm doing the podcast again. I'm gonna try to drop weekly because, you know, I'm just trying to, like, get into, like, the vibe of doing anything, because, like, you know, most of the time I really be rotten, and I feel like a lot of people out there also be rotten. Like, all I do is work and rot. And I was telling my therapist, I think I just work because, like, someone is holding me accountable, but I will literally rot, and I'm tired of rotting. So I think maybe putting my time back into the podcast will kind of, you know, refrain me from rotting. So if everyone can also not rot and, like, promise to, like, tune into my video so that we're not rotting together. Like, if you also rot and you're hearing this and you relate, just do that one thing and start listening to the podcast, and then maybe we can implement more with each other along the way. Because I am a famous rotter. Like, I will admit it. I rot a lot for no reason. But I'll be self-aware and be like, get the fuck up and do shit. But that also was part of the issue of why I just wasn't doing anything. Like, you know what I mean? It just makes it a lot. Life be lifing. Life be lifing. But yeah, like I said, not going to be a long one. Just back to tell you guys that I am back. And I'm going to, you know, just, like, kind of do what I wanted to do since the beginning, but, like, be more consistent. I always, like, drop TikToks, like, oh I'm coming back, but I never do come back. I actually have to, like, pick, like, a slot time in my week and, like, in my schedule and, like, plan it out and write down, because if I don't, I won't do it. Like, I actually need to, like, you know, motivate myself, be disciplined. I'm getting back on the right track, but it's just, like, recording these and then editing them and then getting them out. It's like a 2-hour process that I have to just do right when I'm in it. Because if I don't edit it right after, then I won't post it. And then it just won't get posted. And it's like, girl, do something about that. You know what I mean? And people always tell me that I have potential. And also I was telling my therapist today, like, bitch, you don't understand the potential that I have. And I just don't do what I'm supposed to do. But I'm, like, really self-aware. So I'll tell myself, like, what to do, but I won't do it. And I also just feel like I lack something. Like, I need to get on with my health. Like, I've been doing a little bit better with my eating habits. But, like, I think I'm, like, lacking a vitamin or, like, the sun. Because, like, I'd be so tired. And I actually get a lot of sleep now because I quit my job. But, yeah, I quit my job also. I feel like everyone knew I was just stuck in, like, a long-ass job. I was just there for 4 years, and I always talked shit about it, so I feel like everyone that even knew of me knew that I was working at some place, and I was always working, and I was working these crazy-ass hours. I did quit from there because, you know, after getting myself out of that hole that I was mentioning in the beginning, I did start to get into my spirituality a little bit more, and my intuition and my spirit guides, my ancestors were like, girl, that job do not serve you no more. Get up and get gone. So I was like, all right, I got up and I got gone. It did take me a little bit because, like I said, I got myself in a hole, so I needed a job, because that job was good. It paid me good money. It was just crazy hours, crazy management, crazy life. Oops, someone's calling me. Hold on. It's actually my dad right now. It was my dad, and I'm pretty sure that he's going to be pissed that I just declined his call. See, he just threw me off track. What was I even saying? Oh, yeah, just crazy management, crazy employees, crazy time, crazy life. Like, just, you know, it was just, you know, it served me what it needed to serve me when I needed it, but then it just no longer served me. So I just listened and I got up and I got gone. And then I found a beautiful, wonderful job that I'm liking now. And you know, every job comes with its like ups and downs, but this one's way better compared to the one that I had last time, or my last job. And yeah, I make about the same, if not more money. So I'm excited, and way less hours and way less responsibility, and you know, just more quality of life. But I actually have to start applying myself and using my time wisely and applying it correctly. And that's what I'm trying to work on now, and that also entails this podcast. But yeah, it'll be the topics that I always wanted to talk about in the beginning, but also, you know, I have grown since the last time I've been here, so it'll be, you know, more thought out, more, you know, educated Alexis, more, you know, wise, more practical, more real, if you want to say. But yeah, it's me in the flesh. I'm back. Like I said, I'm gonna start, you know, looking into options eventually for video, but it's just gonna be audio right now. And also, I do want to say I'm going to plan on being consistent. I cannot make any promises, but honestly, I low-key do want to promise, because it's like, what else am I gonna do? Even though, like, lately it's been snowing a lot, so I work a lot, but it's just like, fuck. I'm gonna be disciplined, okay? Okay? Someone hold me accountable. Like, that's the thing. Like, I always, like, I don't know. It's something with me. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, the authority thing in my life, it's like, if someone holds me accountable, I will get it done. If not, I won't get it done. And it's like, I'm the one that has to hold myself accountable. So I need to, like, start, like, you know, implementing ways to hold myself accountable. But it's just kind of hard. But, like, if anyone knows me, 2022 to 2023... like, the whole year of 2022 was my prime. It's honestly the best and the happiest and the glowiest, if that's even a word, and just the prettiest and, like, most radiating, energiest I've ever been in my life, and I'm trying to get back to that, girl. But I just also kind of think, like, maybe, and not maybe, because I know this for a fact, like, you'll never get the same version of somebody or yourself, so it's like, I know that there's better versions of me out there than that. Like, that's the best version I've been. I know this better, so that's what I'm striving for. I'm striving for that plus more. But yeah, like, me and my friend the other day were talking about it. Shout out to Marlene, I love you. Mwah. She was like, that girl, nobody knows that girl. Like, I was like, dead ass, nobody knows that girl. She's like, I've never known that girl, bro. And I was like, I love that girl, and I'm gonna get back to that girl, but I'm gonna get back to that girl and better. And I'm gonna start with this podcast, and, you know, just start taking care of myself. And just, you know, if I have to start taking care of myself, I'm gonna tell y'all to start taking care of yourself. I feel like a lot of people are just on, like, you know, autopilot, go work, you know, like, just being very heavily a part of the matrix, you know, just being part of the rat race, being a slave to society. Don't forget to live for yourself, do something for yourself. Do something for your inner child at least once a week. You know, get off your phone, because I'm also realizing that I'd just be reaching for my phone for no fucking reason. Get off your phone, please. If you do not need to be on your phone, get off your phone. I literally told my therapist today, I'm going to literally throw my phone out the window and buy a flip phone. No cap. Like, it's exhausting to just keep picking up on your phone and seeing what's going on, and everyone just arguing, and everyone just disagreeing. And that's just a whole other conversation that I can get into at a different time in itself. But it's just, like, insane in the membrane. So it's like, I need to get the fuck off my phone. get the fuck off your phone, go outside, touch grass. I know it'd be cold, but we also have to, you know, we can go outside and do activities. We can go ice skating, get some hot chocolate. Don't even have to do anything serious. Go to the movies. I know it should be expensive, and I don't even want to be consuming myself, especially at the time like this. But it's like, you can do the little stuff, you know, to get by. Because if not, then, like, what are we really here for? We're not here to be miserable. Look for, like, the little things to enjoy, if you catch my drift. But yeah, I'll be back officially. Probably in the next week. This will be my video this week, and then I'll drop a video next week talking about a certain topic. You know, I just be talking about a lot of controversial, non-favorited, opinionated shit. So if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. You don't have to be here, but I would appreciate if you stayed. You know, it's all welcoming. No judgmental zone, because, you know, I've been through some shit. I've done some shit. So we listen and we don't judge. As cliche as that sounds, we listen and we don't judge. Because believe it or not, I don't be judging like that. Like I said, I've done some shit. We've all done some shit. 11:44 on the clock when I did that confirmation. 5:34 on the time. Woo! Anyways, that means I'm going to post this video. Love you guys. I will be back, like I said. Like I said, it's going to be a really short one, so I'm sorry. But tune in, because I'll be back. And I appreciate anyone who stayed this long, and I appreciate my dad for telling me to get back on it. I was going to get back on it regardless, but thank you for believing in me. And, yeah. I love everybody, and take care of yourself, and have a great Valentine's Day, and have a great night. And, yeah. Bye. Thank you for joining me on this first episode, I would say, of the second season of Flex with Lex, where we're able to flex our ability to express our emotions. Bye.